Blog Talk Radio.
Say it loud. I'm blacks, black, and I'm proud. Say it loud. I'm blacks, B-L-A-X, black, B-L-A-C-K, and proud. Say it loud. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital X, capital B, capital L, capital A, capital C.
Who, Jambo? How y'all doing? Been a minute. I had to step away, regroup, reevaluate. It's called the essence of life. Anyhow, today, as always, Blacks, B-L-A-X, Black, B-L-A-C-K, Radio. We're expounding upon the accomplishments of a black man and his accomplishments in and of this world. Today, we're going to be talking about Sir Mr. Josh Gibson. Now, one of professional baseball's most powerful hitters that ever stepped to the plate. One of professional baseball's most powerful catchers that ever was behind the plate. One of professional baseball's most powerful professional baseball players that ever swung the bat. Now, accordingly, to my concept is I don't believe in that Negro League concept, because here's what I know for a fact. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1972. Now, my problem with that is the first thing they want to do is from the Negro League. What do you mean from the Negro League? What do you mean? See, this way, they can, you know, subtract from his accomplishments by saying the Negro League rather than saying professional baseball, because that's what he was. He was a professional baseball player, but since he was a black man, you know, you can't say that. You have to say Negro League. Because, see, when you say Negro League, then it's a separation of the situation, because, accordingly, to be in the Hall of Fame, you got to be what? Part of the white establishment. And if you're part of the white establishment, guess what happens? They're not going to acknowledge you because you are way too good. Now, let's get back to Mr. Gibson. He was a spectator at a game in which the Homestead Grave catcher, Buck Ewing, sustained an injury. 18-year-old Gibson, who by the time had established a reputation in semi-pro games, was asked to suit up as a replacement. Credit the Monarchs for the Homestead Grave signing Josh Gibson. Gibson earned the moniker of the Black Babe Ruth. See, as always, no, he was not. There's our problem. There's our column. And I'm never going to believe and never going to establish. He's shrouded in myth given the fact that he played in the Negro Leagues, for which data is incomplete. One more time. Which data is incomplete, with teams having played rambling schedules against a variety of competition. Many accounts exist of Gibson making the old Yankee Stadium seem small, supposed to be hitting the ball 580 feet into the upper reaches of the bleachers or knocking the ball out of the ballpark completely. I can easily see that. The difference between Ruth and Gibson, everyone knows the exact number of big flies, 60. In majors, nobody knows how many Gibson launched. His Hall of Fame plaque posted he hit
800 home runs. They say almost. No, he hit 800. I believe that. 17 years? Yeah, because I'm not believing that those who refuse to acknowledge the man as a professional baseball player now all of a sudden really care about it. Man, they all they about talking about how they wish, you know, that they could do what he did. The late Buck O'Neill was around the game his entire life as a player and a manager, a coach and scout in the major leagues. O'Neill famously said in an interview there was a certain sound of a ball hitting lumber that he heard only a few times. The first from Roof, the second from Gibson, and O'Neill didn't hear it again until Bo Jackson came around in the 80s. They are right. Okay, O'Neill was far from the only one of Gibson's peers who held the slugger in incredible high regard. Satchel Paige, who spent a lot of time on the mound in both leagues, said Josh was the greatest hitter I ever pitched to. Hall of Famer Monte Irving, who split his career between the leagues, said that Willie Mays and Hank Aaron, a former teammate and opponent respectively, were no Josh Gibson. Hall of Fame Dodgers catcher Roy Campanella described how Gibson pushed him to third base when they played together, said everything I could do, Josh could do better. Legendary big pitcher Walter Johnson lamented Gibson's exclusive from white baseball, saying of Gibson, he can do everything. He hits the ball a mile. He catches so easy, he might as well be a rocking chair. Throws like a rifle. There was no shortage of tragedy in Gibson's life. I don't want to talk about that. Anyhow, I'm speaking upon the world's greatest professional baseball player, Sir Mr. Josh Gibson. One more time. I do not tolerate with somebody going to disrespect my forefather, feet of polished gold, my forefather, hair the wool of a lamb, the reflection of Matthew 1:23, Emmanuel, I-M-A-N-U-E-L, whose name means God with us. Nobody going to do that, not as long as I am allowed to speak up for him. One more time. The world's greatest professional baseball player, Sir Mr. Josh Gibson, 800 home runs. As always, Asante Sana. Thank you very much. I mean, Moja Kupena, one love. Baraka, blessings. Peace from above. Amani Kutoka, you. Peace from above.